overwhelm. As boosters, we are sensitive, hypersensitive, overly sensitive to the world. We feel things perhaps on a more deeper level, and I don't just mean cutting the tags out of your shirts, although I do that too, but I mean feeling things really deeply and crying perhaps easily and finding it difficult to get a sound sleep because we're sensitive to the pillow, the temperature, the snoring, the weight of the blanket, whether or not it's tucked in, whether there's a tag in the back of your pajamas. I want you to know that as recently as last night, I put on one of my husband's t-shirts to sleep in, and then promptly took it off and turned it inside out because the tag was itchy, and I'd already cut the tag out of the shirt, so it was a shirt without a tag, but it had some residual tag. I know now you think I'm mental. We drink because it's a way of dealing with overwhelm. It's a way of dealing with all of this sensory overload, and we numb ourselves so that we don't have to feel. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? And you've heard me say this before, the problem with numbing yourself is that you can't only numb the bad stuff, you numb the good stuff too. And so then if you've decided to not numb and to be sober, how do you go forward in a world that's really crazy-making to you? And I have some ideas about this. Some of them I'm more successful at than others, but I want to say them all because some of them will resonate with you more than others, right? The idea of self-care is really important to do with overwhelm. The better we take care of ourselves, the less overwhelmed we're going to feel, because by taking care of ourselves, we have to disengage from the chaos and the drama around us and the office politics and the other things that make us irritated. If we're worried about ourselves, then we're less worried about what is going on around us. That just makes sense, right? So as you take better care of yourself and you change the sheets on the bed and you have a cup of tea and you journal or yoga or sleep or bath or make a really nice pot of coffee or put on a really nice piece of music or play a really nice piece of music or read about something that pleases you, you are automatically disengaging from the things around you that are overwhelming. Number two, it is possible that as you go on in your sobriety, the things that irritate you diminish. Because in the beginning, it's sort of like you're a clam without a shell. It's like all your guts are being exposed and you don't have your normal coping strategy. You don't have your shell to protect you. And it's really tempting to think that going back in the shell is the solution rather than coming out and figuring out in some ways how to toughen up, but also how to protect ourselves from the world around us and how to soothe when things don't go the way we want them to. So in addition to self-care, the idea also that the longer you go on, the easier it gets, is in some ways a comfort because it means that in the first 10 days when sobriety